All right, so Simon Reish Dalid, when Avelis starts, right? Vav.
Yeah.
And so it really it's a continuation of Hay. Hay was talking about where somebody finds out about a death. He's not going to go to Levaya, so he counts on his own. Right, so it says Vav. But let's say he didn't know about the death. Meaning the first case, he knew about the death before he got there. Right? But here he didn't know about it until he comes to the Avelim Shem Makam a mace, and they're there by the mace. Like unfortunately it happens sometimes you have a relative in Eretz Yisrael and they say, okay, you better fly here. And because it's not looking good, by the time they land, then it's over. Right? So that's when they find out. So it depends where this relative was. If he was in Bashas Kfura, Yud Parsayas, he's not further than 10 Parsayas. So then, Shehu Mahalach Yom, which is considered a normal day's travel, Rezek Yiluhaya Kan Bashas Kfura. That's as if he's here during the time of the Kfura, and he counts with them. Meaning he got to cut back and count with the people, so he can really have a cutoff, meaning he can cut off a lot of the shiva. And even if he comes on the seventh day, before they get out of shul, given since they were still keeping some avelus, my name on Zion. But Lamed, then he goes with their calculations of Zion and Lamed, of Shiva and Shloshim. Adavka should go to Labayas Etzem, but that's only when the leader of the house is there. Shekulam Nigrar and Achra, because everybody follows him. But if there's no go to Labayas, he counts to himself. Or if he comes from a distant place, even though there's a go to Labayas, he still counts to himself. So okay, these are all very complicated halachas, and every slightest different scenario can change the din, as we see over here. Zion, Zeshu, my name. This, the guy that counts with the meaning the relative that comes and counts with the people that are there. That's even if he goes home, my name. He still counts. He still counts with them. Ches mihu nikra gadol abayis. Who's? How do you define gadol abayis? Ze asher al pi ha'aymed. That's basically you can evaluate him. How you oisken be it's isvain ha'mase. Is he oisken whatever the mase left over? Ayodvam nechtochen al piv. And things get literally means things get cut up on his mouth. Meaning he's the deciding. He's the deciding factor. By yikulam holchen achar hatzasei. Everybody goes with his etzes. Avilu hu katan bashanim. Even if he's younger, meaning if you could, it doesn't necessarily mean older. It's whoever, the one that makes the decisions in the household. Nikra gadol abayis, he's called a gadol abayis. Afinu ena yairish, even if he's not an inheritor. Kagan shalmana the kan v'himen ahegas is abayis. Hey, you could have almana, she doesn't inherit, but she's ruling the house. He nikra is gadol abayis. Mishu dor etzel chamav u'mesa ishta. A guy lives by his in-laws and his wife dies. Chamav. Who ha-gadol, then the father-in-law is the gadol. Yes, Misha Shoma Shemes Lemay. Somebody hears about a dead relative who kavar espalu b'tzibah ma'arvis v'dayin hu yon. But everybody daven ma'ariv, plag, and it's still day. So imu v'dayin lo yispal arvis, if he didn't yet daven ma'ariv, eni nigger achara tzibur, he doesn't go with the tzibur, v'oysa yoyim oyluloy, and that day will count, meaning he could start the shiva that day. I mean, he has a town, where they're up to, they daven ma'ariv already, and then he hears that somebody died, and he's not going to the burial, obviously. So he wants to start shiva right then. The problem is they already daven ma'ariv. So still, he doesn't go with them. Well, imis pal aris, but if he did daven ma'ariv, then that day doesn't count for him. But when the shiva shloishim yom, then I'll have to count shiva and the shloishim from the next day. But davka lechumra min and hachi v'loy lekula. We only say this lechumra, but not lekula. What does this mean? Shim shomer b'yom shloishim, lachash espal arvus. That because if he hears on the 30th day after he davened ma'ariv, lo yirina shegvar hu laila, then we don't say it's laila. V'avi leshmu rechayka, And then it would be considered a shmul rechayka, and then he doesn't have to sit shiva lahakalulav. Because we said that once a person finds out more than 30 days after, this is what we do with a lot of elderly people. They ask, they tell them after 30 days, like this, there's no shiva for them. Or they tell them right before the 30th day. El chashvinan liyayim, we consider it day, v'avi leshmua. We look at it shmua kroiva, v'yayim zeh oileloi, and this day counts b'manavshach, as a b'manavshach, meaning if you consider it day. So, I mean, if you don't consider it day, you consider it night. So he found out 30 days later, he doesn't have to sit Shiva at all. And if you say that it's still day, so then he does have to sit Shiva, but you're at least going to count that day because Mabon Shach, that day has to count. All right? Fine. A lenient tefillin. Then apply other and then for the Gath of Bashar Yomim on other days. Same Shomala Achashaspal Arvis. If he heard that about the death after Ma'ariv Adayin Hu Yoyim, and it's still daytime. Yanichim l'macher v'loy, and then he puts tefillin on, and he covers them that they shouldn't. People shouldn't see that he's putting on tefillin, because it's a question whether it's the first day. Normally, we just learned this in Sefer Achinuch Shabbat this Shabbos afternoon, that the first day is really the Velus Daraisa, so that's the day you don't put on tefillin. So here's the suffix, because he heard about the death after Ma'ariv, but it was still day. Came is on the 30th and tefillin the next again, like we said, if it's on the 30th day, then the next day he puts on tefillin with Mamon of Shach. The Isha Shashama, and a woman who finds out that she had a dead relative who kvar hispalulu and the tzibur already daven, but it's still day, and ain't darkalispal, if she doesn't normally daven ma'ariv. Nigratis acharat tzibur lechumra. She goes with the tzibur lechumra. Vayisayayim ena oilala, and that day does not count to her because she normally doesn't daven ma'ariv. Meaning, the case we're talking about till now is a man who does not. He since he normally davens ma'ariv, he doesn't have to go with the tzibur that already davened from plag. Yud b'shas hadever rachmona litzlan. So when there's a plague like corona, noyeg in she'ein masalim mashum bi'susa. The minhag is not to have avelus because of biasusa. It's going to cause people to be scared, right? And basically, what this is like: somebody who's scared about what's going to happen to them is more prone to catch the disease, right? Vimabarazam, but if the anger literally passed from within 30 days, then you have to sit shiva. If it didn't pass, meaning the plague didn't pass till after lamed, in time, if there was a yomtiv in between, and it's you don't need to do avelus after that. This just gets into, you see, where, you know, and this will happen to corona too, people reading the websites and all the news and all that, and it freaks people out, makes you crazy. Right, that's what we did see that by corona, so that's what this halacha is saying, that we don't, you shouldn't let people know these things. Back then, the way you found let people knew these things was based on people sitting shiva. Okay, simon resh hey dini sudas havra, the sudas havra ubay tesifin. So we'll do the first three. On the first day, is not allowed to eat the first Suda from himself. And the reason for this is basically so that people should take, he should feel like he's being taken care of. It's a mitzvah on the neighbors to send them a Suda Rishana. It's called a Suda Savra, otherwise nowadays known as a meal train. Right? You're supposed to eat the beginning of the eat sudi. You should eat eggs which are round or beans which are round. The ain lam pen, they don't have a mouth, right? And it's smooth. An oval doesn't have a mouth because an oval's not allowed to schmooze and hang out. And after that, it's mutter to eat any type of michael, a few of us are even meat. All right, because we said that there's a big confusion. When somebody's an Einan, he's not allowed to eat meat and wine. After that, during Shiva, meat and wine is allowed. With the Lishtos, and he's allowed to drink even a little wine. In order to soak the food in his stomach, but he cannot drink, full wine, right? Because we're afraid he's going to become drunk. It's going to be Masiach Das from the Avelos. Some say it's the entire first day of Avelos he can't eat on his own. Even he eats many, many times in a day. But the Iker din is that the first meal he cannot eat on his own. So unfortunately, what happens is a lot of times the Avel is hungry after the Levaya, and you're in the car on the way home, they want to eat something, right? So that should not come from his own food. It should really come from somebody else. Right, Bays, if he doesn't want to eat during the day until the night, since the day passed, then he could eat his own. Somebody lives alone in a village, and there's nobody to send Azudas Avra. The proper thing to do is fast until the night. He's not able to fast. He's not mechuyu to cause himself pain. And he could eat on his own. Gimel, isha nesua she'ira eva, a married woman who becomes an oval. Also lelechol suda rishayna b'shabayla. She's not allowed to eat the first meal from her husband. The kibun shu mechuyu lezuna, since the husband is mechuyu to feed his wife, shalohi, that's considered hers. Pemi she'yesh le'sachir. Same thing if somebody has a worker. And if he is eating for his star, meaning he eats the work, the boss pays for his food. And becomes awful. Then he shouldn't eat from his boss because that's considered his. But if somebody feeds at a yasam, or his older kids, without any sort of tanai, and evil happens, then they are allowed to eat from the father because the father is voluntarily feeding the kids. Since the father is voluntarily feeding the kids, therefore there's no problem. All right, okay. So that is it for tonight. Everybody should have a fine night, fine week. A fine month.
And see you tomorrow.